Justin, we're here again.
Deja. Deja vu all over again.
Episode 27, Wrestling Travel Podcast, live on Facebook. We're here again, this time on Friday afternoon in the UK, Friday morning, of course, in the States. Just want to give you a quick update as to, well, as to why we're broadcasting right now, as opposed to obviously leaving our program yesterday. But unfortunately, we did have some technical issues throughout the episode yesterday, which unfortunately has caused us to, we tried to edit, it didn't work, so we've had to sort of redo this again now. Hopefully it will go swimmingly with no further technical issues. But the great news is we continue as normal, and also the guests that we had on yesterday have come back for today, so we can get some more information from them in terms of their upcoming shows and events. But of course, my name is Danny at Wrestling Travel. I'm joined today by our US representative and the host of the Lockdown Sessions, Justin Clapper, in the freezing cold Wisconsin, after the temperature that he told me before we got on the air there didn't sound pretty at all. But Justin, how are you doing?
Hey, good. Good, Danny. Good to be on again. I guess the problem with technical difficulties when you are not technically sound is where we come up very short. So we just made the decision to kind of redo it again because it wouldn't have – great guests, so it wouldn't have been fair. Great guests with great shows coming up, so it wouldn't have been fair for them to not live on in perpetuity with all of our viewers. But now it gives us a chance to you know, all these questions are going to be so much smoother because we had the trial run. So is this episode 27 or 27.5?
It will still be 27. Seems 27 is no longer feasible to process onto our usual Spotify and all of that. So if you were going to try and listen to it, it wouldn't have sounded good with all the technical difficulties there. So
maybe when we are big time podcasters in the next 5 years, when we got tons of listeners and we're rated. I mean, heck, I'll even take a 250 rating right now. Right now we're like unrated. but that'll be the hidden episode we could pull up and really get the viewers in.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. But yeah, we will be, of course, back again at the normal time next week on Thursday, episode 28, with all of our usual guests indeed. But Justin, would you like to introduce our first guest who did appear yesterday but has gratefully given up her time once again to come on the podcast today?
Yes, joining us all the way from, well, I don't know if it's sunny, but it's a lot warmer than where you and I are both at. But joining us from Florida is the owner of Ignite Wrestling, Kim Hartlepp. Kim, welcome once again.
Yeah, this seems so familiar. I feel like I just did this. But yeah, hey, thanks for letting me come back. And, you know, yeah, it was very echoey yesterday. I was wondering how that was going to end up.
We did have quite the echo, but hopefully today, knock on wood, everything will go smooth. And unfortunately, just like Danny said, our normal hosts, everybody is usually pretty busy and clears off their Thursday morning. But I know that, well, it's just going to be us three, so it'll be nice and cozy.
I'm mourning the loss of Mad Dog. You know, I'm a big Mike Angus fan. So it is what it is. I'll just talk to him in DMs.
I'll slide in there. Mad Dog, of course, from TNT Extreme Wrestling, the ring announcer, and, you know, one heck of a nice guy. One of the nicest guys I've met. Yeah. And I've met a lot of nice guys. So there we go. So, well, and Danny, you are a nice guy as well.
But, thank you. Thank you.
You know, it's hard to trust you British. You know, that's why we – no. Wrestling's full of nice guys. And we're lucky every week I get to share the screen with three or four of the nicest people. And speaking of nice guys, we've got – nice girls as well. And you have an event coming up that we really wanted to talk about. not only is it, and now I feel so much more prepared, Kim, because we ask these questions. And so it's your first show since January of last year, over a year, but it's also your fifth anniversary. So coming up at the Walking Tree Brewery, do I have it right?
Yes. Vero Beach, Florida.
Vero Beach, Florida. And how excited are you? You got to be, this is the day before. You got to be on needles and pins.
I'm really, since we talked yesterday, you and I talked on the phone, I'm still embracing card subject to change. And at 10 o'clock last night, I was still adding people to the show. So the card doesn't resemble anything. Every single match on that card has changed at this point. So it's like, it is what it is.
has not changed just since yesterday, every match, has it?
I have two people who will not be at the show as of yesterday, two people that are coming on. My girls are still in all their matches. That's the most important thing. Right. Girls, that's my main events. My two main events are fine. The triple threat with Timmy Lou Retton, with Beasley and Justin Blacks is still upset. And the promo battles of Jarrett Diaz and Aaron Nova, that match has not changed, but everything else has been altering. And like we were talking yesterday, originally it was supposed to be a tag match. We were supposed to have had, it was supposed to be Leon Scott and Beasley against the Gymnasty Boys. Since last Monday, or this past Monday, actually, the Gymnasty Boys are no longer. White Mike is injured, no more Gymnasty Boys. So everything's kind of been in flux, and it's been a long 4 days.
Yeah, of course, breaking that news about the Gymnasty Boys. But, you know, having your, even in this era that we live in, the fact that you're going to be back out in front of your fans, and we are going to be able to see it, I think you said the same day on YouTube and Powered 4 TV, or the same week.
It's going to be 2 to 3. Let's see. The show's tomorrow Saturday. I should have it up probably Tuesday because we're going to edit. Okay. My commentary's done separate. I'm going to do a lot of things in post-production. I know people love streaming, but we have a glitchy Wi-Fi signal there, to be honest, and nobody wants to watch us crawling around the mat, wiping it with disinfectant between every match. You know, we want to make it a nice, seamless production that you can enjoy without seeing my butt toward the camera crawling around.
it is, you know.
So not a bit what you want to say.
No, but I was going to say, like, that's the hat that you wear as a promoter and running a promotion, where it's a lot of chaos and stuff for you. But for the fans going, like, it's almost, okay, well, I might be disappointed that somebody's not here, but now I get to see somebody else. It's not like, hey, sorry, nobody's here, folks, go home. It's like, hey, we're going to bring you that entertainment.
No, yeah. I mean, we brought in a guy named Robert Martyr, and I'll tell you what, the pop that people gave, I mean, he's a scrappy little dude, little punk wrestler, and we've had such a response to him, and Ozzy Killmeister coming in, who's another really young new wrestler. So my phone's making noises. So yeah, it's it's awesome. I mean, it is what it is. I was lucky enough to be able to get these guys, and we had a bunch of people on standby waiting. So it was like whoever answered first jumped on the show. So we had, I think, 10, 12 guys that were on standby.
Now, that person that just called you, are they out of the show right now because you're doing the live? We ruined somebody's big break.
That was actually DDP yoga. That was my Diamond Dallas Page alert for my daily yoga motivational thing he does. Nice. So, yeah, I was. That's basically get on the floor and stretch time.
Yeah, well, that's always a good time. I had the Rock clock at one time. Did you guys, either one of you guys have that when I was out?
Oh, we had it all. I mean, I got a son that's 37. So we had all of the Hulk stuff, the Macho Man stuff. I used to have all that stuff. And now I'm kicking myself that I didn't steal it off my son and keep it.
Absolutely. Danny, I got to take a drink, so I'm going to let you jump in here because my voice is about to crack.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine. Kim, of course, you've not obviously been doing any shows recently due to the obviously the situation going on around the world and, of course, across the US. But what is your sort of schedule and plans for the future for Ignite Wrestling?
Hopefully I survive tomorrow. May 15th, we are back May 15th. We're going to crown, and you can see them behind me. They're on the shelf, our first women's tag team champions, May 15th. And then we are looking towards September, October, because we only run 2 to 3 shows a year, because I want it to be more of an event and something that people look forward to. And especially with COVID, to be able to distance safely and have, you know, a lot of safeguards. And there's a lot of changes. Everything's changing, like, week to week and day to day down here.
Yeah, no, certainly. And I can imagine there's been a lot of, obviously, preparation going into it. But I remember yesterday, Mad Dog mentioned about the venue. Can you just tell us a little bit more again just about what to expect for fans that are going to be attending?
You know, Walking Tree Brewery is a very cool, it was a World War II naval warehouse that's been converted to a microbrewery. So we're going to have food trucks and collectibles vendors. It's all socially distanced. We've got sanitation stations. It's a very open air. And we're at 50% capacity, but that is still 250 people. At 50%, not counting the people that can be outside on the outside porches and spilling into the parking lot where all the food trucks and everything are located. So we've definitely got room. We worked very hard with the venue on the distancing, and, you know, making sure that the fans are distanced, the wrestlers are distanced. It's been a very long process planning this out to be as safe as possible.
No, that's fantastic. I mean, when was the point when you thought, sort of, yes, you know, now's the right time to come back and to do all this as safely as possible? Was there any particular moment that changed, you know, everything for you?
Honestly, we decided to come back in October. A lot of it was conversations with my friends that work for AEW. I was looking at how AEW was doing their stuff, how the Performance Center was working with the temperature checks, which we'll be doing. And, you know, we were looking at what a lot of the people were doing and kind of leaning toward that model. We were working with the health department. We were working with the brewery, with the brewery guild. So, you know, we were watching to see, as small events were going, how they were going over and how people were reacting. So, you know, we decided in October, it's time. We're going to try for January. So hopefully nothing happens in the next, 25 hours. But we've had more bizarre things happen. So,
yeah. What's the weather forecast tomorrow?
75 and sunny, 10% chance of rain.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be gorgeous. And we're at noon, so it's probably, by that point, it'll only be maybe 70. Big old fans, big open door. It's going to be gorgeous.
So, yeah. So if you're out and about and looking for something to do, you can go check out Ignite Wrestling, and then you still have your evening to do evening type things, I guess. I didn't realize it was at noon. So that's awesome.
No, we always run at noon because we generally partner with other companies in Florida. So we run at noon. We're done by 2-3 o'clock. They run at 8 o'clock. So the guys are able to do two shows. They get a double dip. It helps with our transportation. And, you know, we can cross promote and support because we're at least 3 hours apart. So we're not really carrying the same fan base. So it's a great way for us to support indie wrestling down here.
Awesome. So one of my questions that you do not have to answer this because I'm just springing this one on you, but looking, I know you're running some shows in the future, but if allowed, it would Ignite Wrestling, or did you have plans last year to run anything in Tampa?
No.
As a lot of promotions do when WWE comes. No. Okay.
I absolutely passed on Tampa last year. I'm passing on Tampa. I've already put it on my social. I think it's on my Twitter. On some of my social media, we did it in 2017. I have nothing to prove. I think it's going to be a cluster thing, a bomb of magnitude. With that many people descending in the middle of a pandemic, I don't feel safe doing it. And again, I have nothing to prove. I don't. It's great for the wrestlers, but you know, you got to look at it from a safety issue. I'm nervous running in my hometown 2 miles from my house where I can control things. I can't imagine going to a venue I've never been in with people I've never been around 3 hours away with no idea who's going to show up.
Right. Makes sense. And that's why I was like, oh, maybe.
No. I might be there as a fan, but I will not be there as a company.
Right. And I've heard different horror stories of, you know, because obviously whatever city that they run in the WrestleMania, you are sharing venues with other companies, and it's really hard to control your.
I shared a venue with 5 other companies in 2017. I will never be back at that venue. It's no longer exists anyway. But it was just a constant stream of people from all over the world walking in and out. And, you know, hardly anybody was staying because they were going to Lakeland. They were going here. They were going there. And it was just, it was very chaotic. It was a very chaotic day. And, you know, this show was canceling. Their fans were coming. This show was starting. I mean, and the guys would look out, there'd be like 12 people. And then they'd look out, there'd be like 75. And then they'd come out the next match and it'd be back to 20 people. So it was a very odd setup for the guys because we just couldn't keep people in the seats more than a match or two because they were going to the next event.
Right. So a good time to just kind of get down there and be a fan or just kind of watch and learn from a distance. So, it's total chaos during WrestleMania for us outside, but for behind the scenes, it's obviously it's proven to be, hey, I'll take that weekend off. So,
I mean, we had an amazing show. We had Dominic Guarini, the Bone Collector. We had Gary J. We had Gymnasties. We had the Ducks. We had Darius Carter from New York. I mean, we had phenomenal names in that show, but everybody was trying to get to the next event because there was the day I ran, there were 13 shows running that day and within like an 8-hour period. So it was plus trying to eat and trying to get around to Orlando. And it was a mess.
Speaking of names that you've had in, I know, you've got phenomenal names there now. You've got phenomenal names in the past, but one of them that is rising and continues to rise, Lince Dorado worked for you for a while, correct?
Lince was with me my first 6 shows. He was one of the people that helped me design what Ignite was going to look like. I mean, I actually sat in his living room and talked to him when I was planning my company, what he had been through and what he wanted to see and what, you know, we did a whole what not to do in wrestling. I went over there with a notebook and just sat there and picked his brain one afternoon. And, you know, and he's phenomenal. I love him to death. I don't get to talk to him as much, but, you know, he's one of the nicest guys. And he really helps me a lot on my math. You know, he was a math teacher. A lot of people don't know that. He was a high school math teacher. Wow. So I always get a kick out of him doing flips because in my mind, I see him calculating angles.
Physics. You know, I always take a bunch of crap from these guys when we do preview shows. And I would always say, hey, I think Lucha House Party, I think they're gonna take it. It's time to put the belts on them. And these guys all tell me how dumb I am.
Yeah.
And well, they tell me how dumb I am anyways.
I'm a huge Lucha House Party was. I like them now more than I did before. But you know, Lindsay's a great guy, and I love Lindsay. And you know, he's my cat, and that's my Lynx. You know, anything he gets to do, I'm totally on board for. I mean, he's one of the nicest people in the sport. Him and John Cruz. That's how I met John Cruz, Serpentico. I actually, when I brought Lindsay in, Lindsay said, well, we've got the whole Lucha World Order. So that gave me Mecha Wolf, who used to be Mr. 450, Jay Rios, who was Oraculo, and John Cruz, who became Serpentico. So I started my company with the 4 of those and for the first 6 shows. So, I mean, we had a heck of a lucha influence going on down there in the beginning, but they've all moved on. And, you know, as of last year, the last little birdie left the nest when Serpentico went to AEW. So, I mean, they've all gone on to fantastic things in Mexico and all over the world.
Wow. So a lot of those names that you're naming, and I know just recently, in the UK where we're located, well, I'm not located there now, but where wrestling travels, you've joined forces with Powered 4 TV.
Absolutely.
So your episodes are on there. How has when you're on Powered 4, do you get a chance to kind of gauge the response of the UK fans a little bit more than you would during YouTube, or how does that work?
I'll tell you the advantage to Powered 4, I'll say, just looking at our social, because we can see where our social media is coming from. Our Twitter has blown up with UK followers. Our Facebook has blown up. We definitely can tell that we're in the UK now. I mean, we were always there before because the UK was actually our number four on YouTube in the world behind Saudi Arabia and India. And then US, UK. So, I mean, we're definitely seeing a bump. Our merchandise store that we have on Amazon, we have a UK store. It's selling at Christmas time. It went nuts at Christmas time. So we're definitely seeing that, you know, Powered 4 was one of the best moves that we could have made in 2020. It gave us a brand new audience. It put our product out there. Even though we didn't have new product, a new video, but we gained an audience that has just gobbled it up. So yeah, I'm totally grateful for Powered 4 for that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you not only, we were talking yesterday, one of the things I want to help bring attention to is you have a magazine that I know is out at least on a digital platform stuff, but how difficult is, I mean, you're busy anyway, Kim. I know you got DDP yoga alarms going off in the morning, but you're Ignite Wrestling. How long has the magazine been out, and how much fun is that to put together?
This is our fourth. Yeah, we just did our fourth issue. We did two issues prior to joining Zinio. So it's really cool because when you go into Zinio and you type wrestling, we appear right before Pro Wrestling Illustrated. So I'm just kind of like, yeah. But yeah, we just put our fourth one out on the 30th of December with the Gymnasty Boys on the cover, ironically. And it said, let's get nasty. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. And what a lot of people don't realize, prior to Ignite, I was a local community newspaper publisher and editor. So it was a pretty easy transition for me to bring our content over into the magazine. And I wanted to do something that people weren't doing, like the trading cards, like the hot sauce, like, you know, because everybody and their brother has a t-shirt. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a wrestling t-shirt in Florida. So, but we wanted a product that people anywhere could engage with. And, you know, digital magazines, that's the thing.
Yeah, because, you know, I subscribe to Zinio, and there's nothing, well, this is really going to date me because of the COVID era, but when you're traveling in an airport and you can just kind of pull up your favorite thing to read up on your phone, your tablet or whatever. And even if you're not traveling, that's good. One question that's burning, and I know we've done an interview and I've never asked you this. And it's nothing. And it's going to be like a personal preference. Being in Florida, where I know a lot of, you know, obviously there's NXT, a lot of people are training down there, but a lot of the legends end up living in Florida. As a promoter, I've heard different debates on this. What are the do you like to bring in a legend now and then? Some people are really like, no, I don't want to.
No.
Okay.
I've never used. Well, I shouldn't say no. The only person I have really brought in that, and he's not, he'll, if he hears this, he's going to hate me. Jesus Rodriguez is not a legend yet.
But he's a legend to me, though.
Yeah. No, he's former WWE, and he had, that was in, you know, I brought him in 2016. I brought him in 2018. He's a phenomenal trainer. He's a great guy. I love him. He even did his own ring announcing in Spanish at one of the events. I love the guy to death. I mean, we've brought in Teddy Long. We brought in Jesus. And other than that, no, I don't touch legends because, to be honest, I have a virgin, and I say that nicely, a virgin crowd that may not be a wrestling crowd. And I could say that I'm bringing in, for example, you know, Rikishi. They don't know who that is. And they don't know who the Rock and Roll Express. And I love these guys. I'm not picking on them. But they have no idea who these guys are. So they're not really a draw for me. And because I'm not in a wrestling area, I'm kind of isolated down on the Treasure Coast. Yeah, I'm like 90 minutes out of Orlando, but it's like being on a different planet. I may have NXT that used to run down here, but by and large, my cat is talking to me. By and large, I don't have a huge wrestling bunch of fans. I have people that I've met at networking events and have seen it in the newspaper or heard me on the radio. And they're like, oh, look, wrestling, let's go take the kids. But they don't connect with the people that are in Florida that are legends. So.
No, that makes sense. That's why it's always nice to get somebody's take on it as well, because a lot of times you think, hey, I can bring a legend in, and then pretty soon there's your entire budget gone.
Yeah.
One guy, one girl.
That's my cat, Lucha. She's actually named for Lindsay Dorado. Oh, awesome. She's ill, so that's why she's like crawling all over me. Oh, hi, John. I see John's commenting. I love John Scott.
What do we got there, Danny?
Yeah, he's just saying that Ignite Wrestling is a fantastic promotion. Kim is a smart promoter, and Powered 4 are very grateful to have them on the platform there. So fantastic for both parties, Ignite and Powered 4.
Yeah, I can't say enough nice things about Powered 4. They've been wonderful to me. And, how often does somebody say, hi, would you like a brand new audience that loves wrestling? Sure.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Of course, they've got, I'll put Powered 4 TV over a little bit here, but they've got the best of like British wrestling, current and classic, and bringing in American promotions is fantastic. You know, I've watched your product on YouTube.
You know, I can get my Mike Angus fix on there. There you go. You see a little Mad Dog on there.
The Mad Dog channel. I don't know if that's coming sooner or it's already on there. I'm not sure.
Just the whole show. Just the whole show of him just announcing. I can watch that. I love a good ring announcer, and there are so many that aren't. So when I see one that like really pops for me, you know, he's one of, and I've got Phil Stamper coming down, who a lot of people in the U.S. know, does the wrestling calendar. He's coming down as my ring announcer, making his Florida debut tomorrow. So I just talked to him. He just got on the airplane about 30 minutes ago. He's flying into Florida. So
that's awesome.
But he's one of those people that I've been social media friends with and been highly supportive, but I've never met in person. So, it's going to be weird. We're going to be elbow bumping tomorrow. And
no, that's going to be awesome. And if I go back to Mad Dog Mike Angus for a minute, which I know you won't mind me doing, but a guy who is a ring announcer and takes that craft very seriously.
Yes.
I remember, I think one of my first interviews, or might have been one of the first podcasts, Danny, was the day after or the day of that Howard Finkel died, and getting a chance to talk to Mad Dog. And he got a chance to rub elbows with Howard, when he comes over to the States doing the meet and greets and stuff, and just seeing, you know, how important he is to you, myself and Danny as people in the business and wrestling fans, but then a whole nother level to a guy like Mad Dog who takes his craft very seriously. So,
He makes it about the wrestlers. He makes it about the show. He's not there to put himself over. It's not about him being a personality. And that's one of the things that I find like super appealing about him in the ring, because it's all about the match and the build up to the match and the opponents. And, you know, that's something that you can't, I don't know that you can even learn that. I think that's something that you just instinctively can do. And that's what makes a good ring announcer.
Yeah, that's that Jack Benny, Johnny Carson. Sorry, Danny, for the dated American references, but the, you know, you let your guests have the punchline. You know, that's what Johnny Carson and Jack Benny did forever, was putting their people over, knowing that no matter what happens next week, they're going to tune in to the Jack Benny show or the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. So
yeah, that's just something I just find really, really, really cool. I was going to ask you a question. I can't remember what it was. So I know what it was, Justin. So I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Here we go.
How many beanies are sitting there beside you right now?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Oh my gosh.
Seven, eight. Oh, look at this. Nine, ten. And, oh, excuse me. Just because I had to make it odd, 11. But I do have my wrestling travel ball cap.
Beautiful.
So you can never, I've just always preferred the beanie. And I can't help it. You know what it is? I think it, now if I were, Kim, here's the great thing about a pandemic.
Okay.
Unattractive male, but when I have a beanie on and I have to go out and wear a mask, I've got blue eyes. So it kind of helps out, you know? Okay. I get no drum roll. No, I'm going to get the hook pulling me off. But yeah, I got to go with the beanies. So plus I got the COVID hair. So
all got the COVID hair, honey.
I've never had my hair as long as it is right now, but it's now it's a game for me. I'm like, how long can I go without a haircut?
I'm going to be shipping you that Ignite beanie
I can't wait. And just for Danny, I don't know if you noticed, but on November 14th, when I challenged Tiny Love at the charity show in West Bend, Wisconsin, I came out with my Ignite t-shirt on. Mm-hmm. Which, in hindsight, I was the biggest heel in the building. So I was like, ooh. But hey, at least they saw the Ignite t-shirt. So
I don't mind a little heel heat. You know, it's all good.
I thought heat, Ignite, this is perfect. But I did see, you either showed me, and I don't know if it's up in public, but you're a busy bee. You were working on a couple newer graphic type t-shirts and stuff. And me being a technical nut, I was impressed. They're out?
Yeah, I added 5 in the last 2 weeks. Because my back was hurt and I was stuck in bed. So it's like, I can't walk and I can't sit at my desk. So I'm going to sit in my nice little comfortable adjustable bed with a laptop and the design t-shirts. And that's what happened. So yeah, 5 t-shirts.
Awesome. I can barely use the email on my computer. So I'm jealous, but Danny will attest, I am learning.
Well, and not only our Ignite t-shirts, a lot of our stuff we've kind of shifted off to doing just indie. It's like indie wrestling is cheaper than therapy, and indie, and because not everybody's an Ignite fan, which, you know, y'all suck if you aren't, but no. but everybody loves indie wrestling, so you know it's more. We kind of wanted to go something that more people would appeal to more people. Really interesting question in the comments, by the way.
What do we got? Danny, you're supposed to be on there. What do we got?
Let's have a look. We've got a Yusuf Sally. Hello from Morocco. With locals organized tours and trips in Morocco. Does he mean for us to take people to the States from Morocco?
Well, I think, or is there any wrestling Morocco with locals looks like it might be the organization. We'll have to get on that. So, Yusuf, that's awesome. Thanks. I want to learn more.
Definitely.
If they organize tours in Morocco, that's awesome.
Absolutely. And Kim, just before we do let you go very shortly, in terms of Ignite Wrestling, of course, where can we see the event tomorrow. And is there anyone in particular for somebody who may not have seen Ignite before, who to keep their eye on to see on the show?
You can find us all across social media at Ignite Wrestling. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, TikTok, I think about everywhere. And of course, powered for TV. I keep your eyes out because I've got a couple matches that I'm really excited about that I will leak on here that we are going to have. We had an open challenge match, which is now changing and is now going to be an open challenge for the title match for the Undisputed title. That's one of the things that has happened since yesterday. And of course, we got the women's triple threat with our former champion, Aspen Rose, Dream Girl Ellie, that you've seen on AEW and NXT, and Casey Lennox, who you've seen on AEW, battling for Casey's title. So I would say those two are going to be two matches that you want to watch, because I'm not going to say who's in the title match yet. You'll have to check that out, because you'll find out on Tuesday. You'll find out at some point. I may live stream. I may actually live stream little bits and clips on our social media as we're going, just to tease the fans a little bit about what's happening while the show's actually live.
Very nice. Very cool. And if Casey Lennox is watching this, or when you see her tomorrow, and several other people, ask them if it's possible they could return my emails for a lockdown session one of these days. I know I'm putting a little pressure on you. I know.
Do you have no idea? Yeah, I've sent you like 8 names, and I don't think anybody's gotten back with you because they're. I will have
them take it personally.
I'll have them trapped in the locker room. So yeah. I'll yell at them like I yell at podcasters. No.
Yeah, Danny thinks I'm not out here chasing anybody. I'm like, I'm getting no love.
I tell you what, I have to practically stand over them and say, they're going to be contacting you in the next 5 minutes. You have to respond. No, she is so busy with photos.
Busy, yeah, I know. Yeah.
And training, and she's now with the Dudley Boys and a lot of other stuff. And she and working at SeaWorld as a photographer. She is very hard to pin down on stuff, to be honest. So
I always feel like I got to catch these guys before they sign a contract and they're not allowed to talk to us, you know.
I've got a few people. I will bring that up. I'm actually, once we get off here, I'm going to put that in our private workers group and tell them that, you know, if I have mentioned this, follow up, because you're making me look bad.
Then they're going to F bomb me, like, this guy got us all yelled at by mom or something. I don't want to be in trouble. So
yeah, it's not really. Yeah, actually, it is kind of a mom situation. So it depends on which tone of voice I'm using.
Well, go easy on them. I'm just
sometimes I use promoter voice, and other times it's mom voice, and they would rather have promoter voice. I can guarantee you that's the nice voice.
Danny has a certain tone he uses with me, so I know how it feels.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry, Danny.
The same tone all the time.
He's got that polite, beautiful voice. He's not saying anything mean to you.
The accent fools you, Kim. It's the accent. So
I'll tell you what. I learned a lot working with Danny Burch from NXT. He can say the most horrible things, but in the accent, it just sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I can get yelled at by the best of them, and I'm like, she has a dreamy accent. So
yeah, he's just calling me everything under the sun and complaining, and I'm just like, I love your accent.
But it sounds good. So yeah, no, we are excited. Of course, I got to get you down on another lockdown session too, catching up after, you know, many months, but we're so excited that we're able to support Ignite Wrestling through our platform and social media, and that you guys are on Powered 4 TV. So happy 5th anniversary to your promotion. We're very excited.
Yeah, there better be cake tomorrow, or well, actually, there's going to be barbecue, but I still want cake.
Saucy Pig. That was my favorite group that I saw on there. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, those are my boys. They're very excited, and we're super excited. After 5 years, I finally get to work with some of my best. They're really good personal friends. So getting to work with them on a major event is just absolutely great for both of us. We're really excited about the opportunity for wrestling and barbecue.
I got to tell you, I'm a fat guy, and it would be hard to tear me out of a parking lot from a food truck, even for wrestling at this point. But
I don't really go out to the track. I send people out because it's kind of embarrassing, because I'm just kind of standing there going, let me try that while I'm out here.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I try to send people if I'm at somewhere at a convention. If I send them, then that saves me from walking with an entire armload of food. So I don't look like the big glutton that I make other people.
No, I send three different people, so I paid it well.
That's just secret.
I get three different people, hand them $10 and say, go get me something.
Perfect. Well, Kim, thank you not only for coming on today, but coming on yesterday. And it's just, we're excited to be associated with Ignite Wrestling. I'm excited to get another beanie in the mail. Maybe Wrestling Travel could send me one too, Danny. I don't know.
Maybe I could send one to Danny too. I could send Danny a beanie.
Would you wear a beanie, Danny?
Would you wear a beanie, Danny?
I do sometimes when I go out, obviously when it's cold. So yeah, I would appreciate one very much.
I have to hook Danny up with a beanie.
Danny could have told you he hated the beanie, but with his accent, you would have been like, that's perfect, Danny. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Send you one anyway.
Take your beanie and choke yourself with it. Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, Kim, we like I said, thank you for joining us. Twice as nice to talk to you. We're very sorry about the technical difficulties yesterday, but this was wonderful. It's a little more in-depth. And I got to ask you some questions that I've wanted. That's the thing when I do the interviews. I try to keep them really short, and I keep asking questions. But that's why Danny calls me probably one of the best journalists that he's ever talked to when it's just him and I on a Zoom. So I don't know how that works, but thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
Awesome stuff there.
Now I have to address somebody in the comments here, Danny. I've got a story to tell.
Is it Kevin Lavoie?
Kevin Lavoie. I got to tell you a story. He can't believe that I remember this. But I grew up in the sticks in Wisconsin. Kevin Lavoie, a classmate of mine. In March of 1988, Kevin invited me to his house because they had cable television. And Clash of the Champions 1 was happening. And WrestleMania 4 is going on at the same time. And I remember being there watching Sting and Ric Flair. One of my first times ever seeing the NWA guys, because I only got to see AWA and WWF. So Kevin invited me to his house, got to watch Clash of Champions. We called the hotline, the hotline, and we found out that in the tournament for the WWE title, because we were so sure that Hulk Hogan was going to win. I remember when he called and we found out there was like a double count out between, he just says we're old, man. Yeah, we are. We're vintage. When we found out that Andre and Hogan, Hogan can't win the title. It was just crazy. So I owe a lot to Kevin Lavoie. And we haven't talked too much since we graduated high school. Big news, when Kevin and I were in high school, there was no history class.
Wow.
So yeah, shout out to Kevin. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, no, absolutely fantastic to hear some great story there. And, of course, from Kim, as Ignite Wrestling heads into this weekend for their 5th anniversary, which you'll be able to see next Tuesday on YouTube and, of course, via Powered 4TV. But, Justin, yesterday we made a huge announcement for our Wrestle Kingdom 16 trip. Now, just to refresh everybody, obviously, with our technical difficulties yesterday, Wrestling Travel and the Wrestling Observer will be teaming up to present a Q&A with Dave Meltzer on January 4th and January 5th at Tsudokan Wrestling Store in Tokyo, Japan for our Wrestle Kingdom 16 travel package. For anyone that is currently booked on for that trip, one of those days is now included in your travel package, and an email has been sent out to all of those to select their date. And that will also include a meet and greet with Dave himself as well. Individual tickets will go on sale later this year, of course. But if you want to secure your place, of course, as soon as possible, you'll also be able to get that in our travel packages, which are available for fans traveling from the UK, from Ireland, from the US, from Europe, from Australia, from all around the world. You can get your Wrestle Kingdom 16 travel packages. And you can secure those for a low fee of just £99 or $125 or €125. What an absolute steal. And you'll be able to pay off that final balance up until the 1st of November. So still plenty of time for that. For Wrestle Kingdom 16, Tokyo, Japan 2022. And we can assure you as well, we've got many more surprises to come your way indeed. And Justin, what do you think of that big announcement there, my friend?
Amazing. That was huge when you announced it yesterday. The fact that they're going to be able, we're able to work with Tsudokan Hall again, able to work with Dave Meltzer. We were able to do a deposit and you're able to do monthly payments. That's outstanding. But did Wrestling Travel break some bigger news or the Observer break some bigger news today? Like even on top of, like the sundae keeps getting bigger. I feel like we've got this nice bowl of chocolate ice cream or whatever your favorite ice cream is, and Wrestling Travel keeps adding toppings. I sound so corny, but
You're right there indeed. Of course, Dave Meltzer himself wants, of course, Jim Valley to be out there. Jim has had a tough time the last sort of few months, of course, and we certainly wish him well with his recovery, and we do hope that he can make it for the trip. But of course, Japanese's own Fumi will be in attendance as well for the Dave Meltzer Q&A. Fumi was a part of the Q&A session back in 2020 when we hosted one at Tsudokan Wrestling Shop there. So he will be back as well for that as well. So yeah, it is turning out to be an epic, epic trip that we're once again going to be providing.
Now, let me ask you on behalf of everybody, and they can ask questions too, but you've been there. You've been feet on the ground, and it's not just wrestling. What is it like to be just submerged into the culture over there? I mean, how was that?
Yeah, you know, it was absolutely fantastic. I mean, the people, you know, the Japanese people themselves, very welcoming of anyone that was obviously traveling over. I mean, the city itself was just unbelievably huge. I think you'd need a good few weeks to actually go all around Tokyo, to be honest, if you wanted to do it all. But it was an incredible experience. It's like no other place you've been before. I mean, the food was exceptional as well. Some fantastic Japanese restaurants that myself and one of our guys who traveled over there, Chris, as well, that we sampled. Some brilliant places there. And of course, you've got a lot of wrestling going on, just like a WrestleMania week, you know, with those other events for Stardom, Joshi, a load of other things as well. And of course, we've added to that with the Dave Meltzer Q&A.
No, that's amazing. I remember seeing pictures and video from your trip over there, and it looked tremendous. And you know what? I've been with Wrestling Travel for a couple of years now, but what really your pictures and your videos and stuff from the group there, if I'm traveling by myself, you guys were like a tight pack. And it wasn't like you guys were like, hey, we're all scared, but you guys were having fun. And if I'm just a guy who's like, hey, my girlfriend, my nobody in my family likes New Japan Wrestling but me, and I'm a big fan, I can go over and I'm going to be able to, you know, at least I know I got Danny in my pocket. He's going to hang out with me. But what a camaraderie that forms on these wrestling travel trips.
Yeah, no, certainly. I mean, the first night that we were there, we hosted a sort of welcome party close by to the hotel in the Tokyo Dome, where we had a few special guests turn up which of course we'll be looking to do again this time around. But yeah, throughout the week, we all went to the events together. We also had other events. Of course, we ended up on the last night at Torrellano's Abritas Bar as well. It was a little farewell get together for all the travelers if they wanted to attend. So yeah, if you are a solo traveler, you're obviously made more than welcome. You will not be, on your own. You will be a part of our wrestling travel family and community, so to speak. It's going to be...
A lot of the trips that I've been on, a lot of the guests that travel with us, I'm still friends with to this day. Shout out to the Kellys out there in Ireland. Or it could be Northern Ireland. I don't know my geography, but great, great family that joined us. And I know I sound like an infomercial, and I always hate the fact that when we're talking about this, obviously I work with and for the brand, but if I took my wrestling travel stuff off, I've traveled to events on my own, and it's just been nice to know behind the scenes what kind of work that you put into a trip like Tokyo. I mean, we all do, but let's face it, you do a lot of heavy lifting. You did all the heavy lifting with Chris and other people for the last Wrestle Kingdom trip. But it's nice to know that I can pay my monthly installments, and pretty much once I'm on that plane, I'm taken care of. You're going to pick me up from the airport. You're going to get me to the event. Same with our WrestleManias and stuff. Like I said, we're a company that's learned from our mistakes, and we'll continue to learn and make it just such a great and better experience than the last. Because we hope that people travel with us, get to your WrestleMania, get to your Wrestle Kingdom, get to your SummerSlams, your Royal Rumbles. We were at the Royal Rumble last year. So yeah, it's been awesome. So I'm excited that Meltzer and Fumi joining on Tokyo. It's amazing.
Yeah, you mentioned there about, not mistakes necessarily, but obviously taking aboard feedback from people that have traveled with us before. Another thing that we did was take on people's feedback in regards to our January 2020 trip. The one big thing that we did get back is that people wanted, more time there. They wanted an extra few days, to stay in Tokyo. So we added that onto the travel package for one. Elements, the airport transfers. Initially, we only had that one way, similar to how we used to do it with the old WrestleManias as well. But now they are both ways as well. That was something else that we took on board from that past trip. And that's what it's all about. It's all about learning, obviously, what the fans want. We're fans ourselves. We know what we want. But of course, taking feedback from hundreds and thousands of other people, that's the best we can do to provide the best service which Wrestling Travel does offer. And of course, if anyone is in two minds about booking on any of our trips, obviously with everything that is going on around the world at this time, every single travel package is financially protected. So if the trip isn't able to go ahead for whatever reason, you are essentially covered for your trip. Whether at the time, if the time does come, fingers crossed it doesn't, of course, we are very much looking forward 2022 being a huge, huge year for us. Of course, if the time does come where that does happen, we've got you covered. But as we said, more announcements and news to come in the coming months regarding our Wrestle Kingdom 16 trip. And it's going to be bigger and better than it's been before.
Right. And mistakes came out of my word too much, because I think one of the mistakes we made at 35 was we were waiting in the rain along with everybody else from MetLife Stadium. We were like, it would have been great to have a transfer back to the hotel. But a lot of people were on that same thing.
And that's another thing that we've, again, took feedback from past trips. Now we've got the WT Express running from for the WrestleMania 2022 trip. We've got that running from the hotel to the stadium and back, so nobody has to worry about anything like that now. So it's all about learning as you go and bits of feedback, and when we get that, we certainly act on it.
That's what I meant. I mean, and obviously we could not secure the Lex Express in time. So we got the WT Express. And one other thing that makes me sound like an infomercial, but these are, especially since we made that announcement, these packages are flying off the shelf, which is amazing. And I hate to sound like, hey, they're flying off the shelf, you better order soon, but I'm going to say they're flying off the shelf. Send us an email and inquire, ask your questions. Now let's, you know, for WrestleMania, Wrestle Kingdom, all the other trips. I mean, listen, it's not that I can't believe it, but we're in the middle of where we are. We're starting to come out the end of the tunnel, and we've got a lot of interest, and I don't want anybody to miss out on the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, no, absolutely. John Scott in the comments there. The great thing with wrestling travel is you take care of the things I struggle with, like the transports, knowledge of places, etc., etc. And we do. We have that, what do we call it, like a concierge service where fans can come to us and ask questions. And like you say, even on arrival, we're there to greet everybody, to answer questions and things of that nature there. So it's another element that we provide.
WrestleMania 35, every morning I'm down in the lobby finding out, you know, people are in a new city and they want to check other things out. The other thing that you and I talk privately about, but I'm going to bring it public. The thing I don't have to worry about with wrestling travel is, I booked my own flight, but now I got to pay for my baggage. Now I got to get a taxi transport. All these other, the hidden expenses that nobody thinks about. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that you're going to be the guests that I had lined up for last year's WrestleMania were epic. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to make it more epic-er the next time we go to wrestling. I'm making that word up. But we had Vicky Guerrero was going to meet you down when you were doing tickets. We were going to go Hacksaw Jim Duggan watching SmackDown with us in our suite. I got to top all that. For Dallas. And I know the same thing for Tokyo, like where I can go to WrestleMania and pay for my own baggage and my own taxis and all that stuff. And I can go pay for some meet and greets, or when you're with us, Cowboy James Storm, hang out with us at our pre NXT party. Come on. Everybody got a picture and an autograph. They wanted it and hung out and had a beer with the Cowboy. I mean, stuff like that. That's what makes the trip.
Exactly. And it was same for our Japan trip, January 2020, the welcome party. We had Lance Archer turn up. We had Kevin Kelly, Gino Gambino, amongst others. It was exceptional. Of course, we had Minoru Suzuki. We bumped into him along the way. We had Tori Yano. We went to his bar for an evening. There was just many, many elements that we put into a trip that you wouldn't normally get if you were, as you say, you know, booking as an individual, and that's what we're all about, indeed.
Yeah, the hidden cost and the fact that we got monthly payments, but those hidden costs
financially protected.
People normally don't think about
many things.
Yeah, it's great.
We're going to continue to get better. Jerry Evans, nervous because I'm coming as a single traveler, but excited to finally attempt actually do a Tokyo Dome trip there. Jerry's booked on for our Wrestle Kingdom trip in January, and we can certainly promise you now it is going to be absolutely fantastic, and you will be taken care of from the moment you land all the way until the end of your trip, indeed. And we can't
wait. Just what we're talking about with the single travelers, it's great because you everybody has that common interest already, and we're all coming together. Especially I know it's great over at WrestleMania, and I haven't been to Wrestle Kingdom, but it's got to be even more of a okay. You know, I think even if you're traveling with somebody else, you got that nervous excitement for the shows and being in Tokyo. And I can assure you that you're going to be traveling alone, but you're going to land with already got friends on the ground and a huge, you know, social media is great. You're going to have these friends for a long time, and you're going to have this great experience to reflect on. So, Jerry, I'm excited that you're going.
Yeah, no, we can't wait to see you. Jerry in January. Stewie John Palmer, what is he up to here? Told many people to book on with you guys. I've done many manias, and some years it was tough organizing it all. Had to book in 12 people's flights one year. Online nightmare. Again, that is another thing that we do accommodate groups who want to travel with us. I think we had a group of six book on just a few days ago. I was on the phone with them running through all the details. And again, we don't just accommodate for, you know, two people traveling, solo travelers. We do also, you know, have options for groups, for families. If any families want to attend with us, we are very, very open for anyone that wants to book. And we take care of absolutely everything for that. Chloe, what is Chloe saying here? Can I upgrade to get any special extras on? Well, you're going to have to find out in a few weeks when we announce more details about our Wrestle Kingdom trip. But for WrestleMania, there will be things that will be coming along for people to add on to their trip as well. I know Justin is working behind the scenes as well to put some things together that people will be able to add on in the future. So fantastic question there, Chloe, indeed.
But that name sounds familiar, Chloe.
It does, doesn't it? I'm not quite sure where I've seen Chloe before, but I'm sure we've come across her before in the past. So absolutely fantastic. And before our next special guest joins us, Justin, just a quick word about the WrestleMania announcements that happened. Of course, it was another thing that we did go over yesterday, but I mean, what was your take on the locations and obviously the news about WrestleMania?
Well, I'm excited that they're going to have it in Tampa and go forward with it this year with some fans kind of from what we've heard in the background. We'll see what happens with the Super Bowl. And then how great is it going to be to have WrestleMania with fans? Most of us watching right here, unless you live right in Florida, are going to be watching it on the network, but that's got to amp us up for all the events coming down the road. But being the following one that we're already selling like hotcakes in Dallas, I'm telling you, we've got, we'll talk a little bit about our next guest is based in the Arlington, Dallas area. So when you talk about all the different wrestling events that happen in Dallas around that time, we've already got, quote unquote, we got soldiers in Dallas already looking. I'm scouting locations and stuff. So to have the best WrestleMania, that'll be huge because that'll be our return. And I know you are, I am. We're going to try to make that the most special. But when you talk about, we're still going to have all the transfers, the hotel, everything that you would get with the Japan trip. And then the following year, being able to check out the brand new stadium in Los Angeles, that's going to be awesome. And for a lot of us, you know, you're looking at the Cowboys Stadium in Dallas. We're going to go to LA. There's so much more than wrestling to see. Of course, we're going to be focused specifically on the wrestling. But, you know, if you get a little sick of wrestling on during the day, you got day trips, especially in LA, to go check out some other things. So we're hoping to put together, as we always do, other possibilities. Like, hey, there might be a baseball game going on, or a football game, or a soccer game, or rounders happening. That you're an international traveler and you want to check it out. So I'm excited. It's the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not going to say it's this big, huge, bright light. We're out of this pandemic, but man, how nice is it to see these announcements come on and how we've got so many travelers already booked on for Dallas, and we keep getting better all the time, and I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, no, certainly. And for our WrestleMania 2022 packages in Dallas, you can secure your place for as low as £99 or $125. That ends at the end of this month. Our pre-release pricing will still remain intact until the end of this month as well, before that does change. So if you're wanting to book, now is really the time to get it at the best price for as low as possible, and for that payment plan to be as long as possible as well. So check it out, wrestlingtravel.org, for more information there. But our special guest is in the waiting room, ready to appear on the podcast here. Justin, would you be able to introduce him?
Oh, 100%. Really excited that he joined us yesterday. Even more excited that he can join us today. But all the way from the Dallas, Texas area, the guy who will be running Independent Wrestling Expo number 2 tomorrow live on Fight TV. You can catch it. Please welcome back Stephen Wright.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good, Stephen. How are you doing, buddy? Thanks for I know how busy you got to be, and I know what big Kim is day before the show, but thank you for joining us. We apologize for our technical difficulties yesterday, but we had to get you back on to talk about this show.
No worries. I just got a haircut for the occasion, so I'm ready.
That's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about one of the matches I'm excited for, and your good friend and associate Kyle Hessler just launched his Pele Pro, but I forgot to ask you yesterday, and I'm going to start out with this question so I don't forget it. But one of your big matches tomorrow night live on Fight TV, you've got Sam Adonis defending his newly won Pele Championship against Warhorse. Now, yes, that's two heavy hitters in the independent scene.
Yeah, Warhorse is someone that we used for the first Independent Expo, and you know, he was a great guy to work with, and you know, he gets excited and he works through things, and he's one of the up-and-coming indie wrestlers on the scene. Sam is the same, you know. Both guys are working, and Sam, you know, if you talk to him, a perfect example, you know, Sam talks about how if he'd stayed in the WWE, he wouldn't have been able to make the Sam Adonis name. He'd always be considered, you know, his brothers, you know what I'm saying? And vice versa, who all, for all we know, he could have taken off and then his brother would have been like Sam Adonis' brother, you know? So because he's been able to, you know, make a name for himself in the industry and build, we're excited to put this matchup together. I just remember Kyle calling me, he goes, man, you know, we just got this title, you know, I'm going to, you know, introduce the title. I got a good deal on him and I think it's going to be a great show. And he goes, but I want to try to build on that. So he had asked me, he proposed to me, is there any way we could sneak him onto the card? And I was like, well, you know, I'm at about 10 matches, 11's a little bit much for me. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, hey, these guys might be able to tear your roof down, and it helps both guys. And I mentioned to anybody who asked, the purpose of the Independent Wrestling Expo is for talent that you see on TV, talent that you see AEW, MLW, Impact. We want you to see some of the best local up-and-coming indie guys so you'll understand the buzz that they have in their area, because all of them, when you give them the opportunity to work with someone who is of that level, you say, man, these guys can go. So it really, really is a excellent show, and that's one of the matchups that I'm very excited about. Also, I should note that it's a pending matchup because we got to go through something, but Kyle hasn't got back to me on it, but it should be, it's looking good though. I'm just saying it's pending.
Well, and everything that's what we talked yesterday, and we talked with Kim yesterday and today too, is that as a promoter and a guy running events, you always have to be on your toes, but even more with a pandemic between what could be, you know, there's always travel and weather and flights and stuff to worry about, but now worrying about these, the coronavirus, that's got to put an extra, I mean, you might need a haircut again in the morning, you know, with all everything you got to worry about, you know? So how has that been? I mean, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx you, but for everything that's going on in a big event like this, has it been up and down, or are we going fairly smooth into it with just a couple of hiccups?
Up and down, you know, a couple of hiccups as well. You know, it's just one of the, someone, had to be removed this week because they failed a COVID test. So again, just so people know, I want my guys safe. So we're testing and, you know, we're making sure we're taking care of our people. And to the credit of this individual, they went out, did it, let me know immediately. That's pretty much all we can do in society is be as safe as we can. And he was in a horrible situation where he's asymptomatic. He didn't have anything, but like, I want to make sure there are certain individuals on the card where I was like, hey, you've got to be tested to be in this area and around this individual, because guys at Impact are tested and MLW and AEW. So I'm like, I had to, you know, reach out, and that situation came up. Luckily, we were able to fix it pretty quick. So like, that kind of happens, you know, like there's no, I am ready to kind of go with the flow and make the best that I can. But so far, all of my major, you know, marquee people are still good to go, you know, and the independent guys who really want to get the opportunities with them, we're pretty much good there too. We just have that one situation. Other than that, you know, I'm taking care of everything. Wrestling Week, the way the chairs are set up, you know, and you know, really, and promoting today is just all about selling. If anybody said that they were interested, got to reach out to them and say, hey, when are you coming? When are you gonna be there? You know, so you want to follow up on that. But as far as the COVID precautions, I think that that part is taken care of by how we have our seating arrangements, how we have to limit, you know, capacity and just how we're doing the setup. So I feel confident there.
Yeah, obviously keeping the talent safe and keeping your fans safe, that's the priority. So that's a, you know, always something that has always been in the back of everybody's heads, but especially during a pandemic. And the fact that if you're close enough that you can drive. I spoke with somebody the other day, was in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that is probably going to book on with us for WrestleMania next year. Mm-hmm. But he's telling me he's never been to a show. And I'm like, have I got a deal for you, buddy? Right, yes. Down the road. You got going on big time. But the fact that you're doing what you're doing, you're bringing guys that are on TV, and you're bringing these other guys that haven't had the opportunity yet to be on TV, and bringing everybody all together. And if I'm a fan and I can't make it because I'm far away and I'm watching on Fight TV, or if I'm right there front row, there's a really good chance I'm gonna be the first one to see some stars of tomorrow on these independent wrestling expos.
For sure. And that's why I always tell the all-day story, you know, originally. And if you realize who it was now, it was Alex Zane. Zane was supposed to be a guy who was supposed to wrestle Ace Austin, and we put it together, and then we get a couple days in, and then Zane was like, man, I'm really feeling pain in my back, and so he wasn't able to do it, and he was being careful because he was preparing for, you know, where he was going to sign, and of course he ended up signing with NXT, so last month we asked if Will Alday would be able to come up to the weekend and work the event. So we brought them up, and one thing that's really important to me at Independent Expo is I always told these guys that they are the best in the world at what they do. So I let them put the matches together. So him and Ace got together, and they put together a match, and Ace wasn't as excited to work with him. He really wanted to work with Zane. But then got to be in there, got to work in the ring, got to move things around. He did this great gimmick where, you know, Madman came and had an interference, and he was able to use a weapon, and it's like, when you give it to the wrestlers, they have an idea for how it should run. And then as soon as Ace Austin gets to the back, he just yells. That's how it's done when you let the wrestlers put the matches together. So, like, I was really excited that he left that with this all-day kid can work. You know what I'm saying? And if a name comes up, he goes, I know that all-day kid. And like, you can start the networking that it takes to move people to the top, because talent's part of it. But networking is also a big part of it. You know, like, that gets you there. So really, that's the hope of the Independent Wrestling Expo, for people to know who Nobi Bryan is after he had his won the Rumble and the Battle Royal and had his title match with Aldis, for people to know who the best clown in the country is, in my personal opinion, Magnificent Malakko, best promo guy in the planet, and that includes people who are signed. There's no one better than Malakko. I'll go to my death with that. So I love individuals like that. And you know, getting ready for our next show, Indie Wrestling 3, same thing. Indie guys, some who you've seen on TV, some who are just on the scene. And you're going to see that a Matt Chandler, you know, excuse me, a Chandler Hopkins can go with someone the level of a Sammy Guevara. Like, you just got to see it. So I'm really excited for what's coming together.
So, and of course, one thing I want to make sure we talk about again from yesterday was, if you went to the first Independent Wrestling Expo in August, you got to see, it might have been his last independent match, but now I wasn't aware until the lead up of who exactly the Lone Star Kurt Stallion was. And now you got him on the Independent Wrestling Expo, and now he's, he's tearing it up.
And that's the hope, you know. And it's funny because I just saw him, make his NXT debut the other day. He'd been on the roster. He'd been doing 205 Live. So he'd been doing it as a regular. But, you know, for him to get introduced there, and they were like, that's Kurt Stallion. And I was like, wow, that's just – and he was a late add to that show too. So that's the hope. The hope is that they use us and work their way into bigger opportunities.
No, that's great. And he was very courteous and gave me an interview on my wrestling travel show, the Lockdown Sessions. And I just had told Kyle, and you know, hopefully he had told you, like, I want to wrestling travel, wanted to promote as much as we could with our social media. So I got interviews, and one of them I was granted was Kurt Stallion. And it's great because he was a down to earth. He knew what was going on. I didn't, but he granted me a very long interview. Very good. And I was excited to see that he had signed on. So that's you saying that means a lot, as a former wrestler myself, and for the guys and gals right now, knowing that, hey, there's a guy out there you and Kyle are doing it the right way. You're trying to go, hey, we know you want to see the stars, but hey, we've got the stars that are going to be there tomorrow. So giving opportunities is awesome. And I know I got a couple names I got to send your way too. It's always nice to help out each other in this business.
For sure. And that's what we talked about, you and your crew, if you guys get together, send me a list of like 15, 16 names in particular, because we're, planning on doing a huge show next year, WrestleMania, that WrestleMania week. So like send some names, and because so many wrestlers will be in town for the event, it's easy for us to put, 2+2 together and put on a great show. So definitely, and we probably will do an online thing with that as well, probably through Twitter or through Facebook, and say, hey, if you could make a match, which match would you want to see? Go down the list of comments and then go ahead and put together, some sort of polling system and kind of choose a winner. But I want to have fun with it and create good matches and see how things go down.
You truly want to give the fans what they want. That's awesome. Danny, I'm hogging all the time here. I feel like I need to let you in.
No, it's absolutely fine. But Stephen, you mentioned something yesterday about obviously in terms of some of the bigger promotions, when you're trying to get the talent from those, how easy or how hard do you find it to be able to secure talent from, let's say, an Impact or an AEW, for example?
Well, some of them have rules that are attached to them. So this person's being pushed, so they can't, lose or something like that. And that's something that we could easily work around, because really the workers, most of them will tell you, I don't care about winning and losing if they're in the indie scene. They just need to see them, and they get to sell their talent. So when Chandler Hopkins went against Archer last year, his goal was to show my talent. So clearly we brought in Archer. Archer was undefeated at the time, and they are pushing him. And maybe he'd lost once, but it's clear that, he's got to go over still, to keep this, what he's doing on TV. So that comes into play sometimes, but for the most part, working with Christopher Daniels, he works with the talent at AEW. I email him regularly. Anything that happens wrestling week, as soon as the event's over, I say, hey, this is what happened. These are the individuals that, we had just one guy. We had Cobb, who still heartbroken about that. Jeff Cobb came up positive for COVID. Turns out he had the antibodies, but the test read it. So we had to fly him back home early. We weren't able to use him. And that's Jeff Cobb, what I'm saying? So I just send out, say, hey, this is what happened. This is how we took care of it. Ask the guys. We had them in a separate room because we had several AEW guys that time. And I said, if that's the accommodation, we can fill it. And then Ace Austin had said, we were in the tag team picture. So right now I can't, lose either. And I said, I understand. So I was able to put something together, and we were able to make it happen. So usually if they reply well to their email or the booking number that they have, we can make it happen, but if they don't reply to that, sometimes it's because they don't want to, or sometimes it's, I can understand some people don't want to go backwards, or they feel it's going backwards. And other people see it as work. So you look at Cage sees it as more money. Cage is wily. He's older. He's got, he's married, got a good, I don't know if he's married or he's with the girlfriend for a really long time, but he thinks more business. So if we give him a call, he's trying to do it because he's trying to build his brand. Whereas some people I understood, we reached out and Darby has a manager. So Darby Allin has a manager. And Darby's manager was like, hey, at the moment he's really focused on AEW. And then it wasn't a bad thing because he ended up getting injured. So he was out for a really long time. So it's like, I can understand if that scares him into the way I wrestle, I need to leave my body as free as possible for the TV show. It makes perfect sense to me. So you get a little bit of both.
Amazing. No, that's great. So the sort of insight of how all that works. In terms of the Indie Wrestling Expo, what is the plan for the future? I know we touched upon it yesterday, but I mean, in terms of obviously what your plans are for shows, how often are you looking to do those in the future?
So I would like to do 4 shows a year. That's usually what I like to do. It's Pale Pro, it's more, Kyle's brand is more focused on being a monthly thing, which, it could take off, but also it gives local guys consistent work, and then every once in a while he'll play with bringing in a bigger name and stuff like that. But that's kind of how the monthly product that we have in this area. Also Lou Gotti's VIP, also bi-monthly. Shout out to Lou Gotti, he'll be on the wrestling card. You know, I'm using this moment to pump the guys in the area.
But please, like, do.
Yeah, but for the Independent Wrestling Expo, I just want to do 4 shows a year because, you know, I come from combat sports. Most people know me as, you know, for striking coach, and I've had the wonderful opportunity to have 2 UFC champions they get to work with right from the beginning of their careers or from early in their careers, and Johnny Hendricks and Kamaru Usman. So it's like when I look at those experiences, I'm still very much engaged and I make my money in the fight world. The wrestling world is just a love interest that turned into this. So I want to do some shows, but I can't do a lot. So I'll probably do 4. And then those shows will accomplish every goal, you know, like I'm doing a what we call a flyweight tournament, and I've got a really cool belt that's going to go with it. And I've got Danny Limelight's going to be there. Myron Reed's going to come back. Myron Reed's a regular that we've been bringing out. We've got guys, you know, this guy, he's worked New Japan USA before. Remember the name, Barrett Brown. This kid is legit. So you will get the opportunity to see him. That's March 13th. So I've got Trey Lamar, another guy who's in a lot of guys' top tens. He'll also be in that tournament. So I'm really excited for what's coming forward as far as the athletes that we're putting together. And so Indie Wrestling 3 will be in March, excuse me, and then we'll do a show in May, and then we'll do a big show in August. That's what we started on last year. And then I'm going to chill for football season. So, like, that's pretty much what the goals are. And, of course, the big future plans. Hopefully we get that, you know, we're trying to secure the venue next year for the Independent Wrestling Expo WrestleMania weekend. And hopefully you guys and I will be working together and we'll put on a great show and we'll do things. So, but yeah, that's kind of what our future is looking like.
No, hopefully fun. About it. We definitely will. Yeah. Sorry. Can I follow up with an MMA question?
Sure.
Of course, you've heard his voice now. You've heard Danny speak. And you take a look at him. I'd like to ask you about Danny's father, Conor McGregor. now he's got a fight coming up, doesn't he?
Yeah. So our event actually ends in time for people who want to go to it. I've got a 6:30 start time for our event at the Rail Club tomorrow. So like when we're done, we're trying to keep the show around that 9:15 mark. So if people want to go out and see the big show, they can. It's weird because when you plan this in future, you've got no idea what's going to happen or what's going to fall on those dates. All I know is I'm safe from WWE stuff because they always do Sunday. So like when this came up, I was like, well, hopefully I'll be good. So then when Conor was announced, my first worry was, will I have a guy on the card? Because if I have a fighter on the card, then that's got to take the priority over doing a show, a wrestling show or a combat sports show. So once it turned out that it was going to be in Fight Island and it was going to be away from what I was doing, I was like, all right, perfect. I'll be able to get this in. So, but yeah, Conor is an exceptional talent. He's got crazy fast twitch muscles, and he's got like the vision for it. Like the, you know, a lot of people think, you know, when you're fighting, you've got to be, you know, amped up and so on. But he's super calm. He uses his eyes extremely well. The moments where he's exploding, when he's like yelling and stuff like that, that's more showmanship. As far as the execution of offense, he's very, very calm. So he's good. The only thing is they're going in 2 different directions kind of. You know, Dustin Poirier has really been beating a lot of high-level guys and you know, fighting and being in these wars and so on. So you've got a great matchup, and I can see how people are leaning towards McGregor just because of the skill and the history. But the recent history definitely favors Dustin Poirier. So that should be a good night, and I'll probably, after everything is – you know, rings all, you know, taken care of and all the cleanup is done, I might pop over to some sports bar and see what's going on.
Yeah, get a chance to relax with everything being done. There's always rumors and stuff on social media about Conor possibly going into professional wrestling. And could you imagine if Independent Wrestling Expo would secure somebody like that? I think we'd sell some tickets there.
Secure Conor?
Yeah.
Comes up. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, because we're just the Independent Wrestling Expo, even if we sold 20,000 tickets to my show, because the WWE brand is that weak, he couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Even if we were like, yeah, we'll give you 50,000 for an appearance fee, his management people were like, no, you've got to do WWE and make $1 million doing the same thing. So, but yeah.
Maybe Danny could put a good word into his father.
Oh, we'll see. Danny, are you actually from Ireland, or is he just stereotyping you because of the red?
He's very much stereotyping me there.
Okay.
Very much stereotyping.
Hey, but it's different from when then Franco Varga compares you to Sheamus. So I was switching it up.
That's fair. I'll take it.
True love right there.
Right. So tomorrow night, Fight TV live. What time does it kick off in Dallas Central Time?
Okay, so tomorrow we are 6:30 Central Time. Fight TV should be up. You know, everything should be good to go. We'll probably jump right into the tournament to get the show started, get that good action match off right away to get people drawn in. Then, of course, you will see over the course of the event, Lou Gotti, the local legend. You're going to see Tom Lawler. You're going to see Myron Reed. You're going to see Mysterious Q, super talented guy here in Texas. That's going to really wow a lot of people. Also, if you want to get ready for it, he went against Chris Bay back in the day. So definitely Mysterious Q, excited about the pack. One of the regular tag teams that's out here doing big things. Devin Storm, who is their father and who is the booker for me, has been doing things in wrestling for a really, really long time. One of the guys who I really trust and appreciate in this business. And between him, his time with me, and his time with APW, I've been super excited about what he's done and the guys that he's introduced me to as far as giving them the opportunity to push their careers forward. So then, of course, Mola Wall, who I know from before I got into this game. Cameron Cole is one of the kids who's from a really, really look out for the name Cameron Cole. He's a little bit earlier in the process, but he is one of Booker T's guys that not a lot of people talk about. He just became Booker T's champion for the promotion. So shout out to Cameron Cole. Great look. Got so many guys in this card. And of course the Murder Hawk, Lance Archer, he worked for us, last time worked in this card. It's not just that Lance is a great wrestler. Lance is a class A dude, a really good guy, replies to his texts and everything super, super fast. He's just a good guy. And I'm so excited to always have him on my card. So definitely check us out. Indie Wrestling Expo. You should have a great time. 6:30, Saturday night, Rail Club Live, and then we are on Fight TV as well. So thank you guys so much for giving us the opportunity to plug that. And then also, just because I joked with her about it a moment ago, my wife Jessica's downstairs. Love you, wife. Love you, Jesus.
Yo. Well, awesome. We are really looking forward to it, not just tomorrow night, but the future. And obviously, we can't wait to be in Dallas in 2022. And, do everything we can together. So thank you so much for joining us for a second day. I know you're a busy guy no matter what, but to join us twice when you got a card that you're pushing tomorrow, I can't tell you how much that we understand your time is valuable. We appreciate it.
For sure. And I appreciate the opportunity because, you guys got a good following. So people hear you, they come check out the expo, whether live or on Fight TV, and it helps me a lot. So, and then of course I will repay it because we as a group, when you guys get your squad here, I got to take you guys to barbecue in Texas. It's if you don't do barbecue when you get down, and I've got my spots, you know what I'm saying? But we got to go as a clan, and I've got to fatten you guys up the proper way. So I'm excited to have you.
Don't have to tell me twice.
Amazing. Cannot wait for that indeed. But Stephen, thank you very much for joining us once again, and we cannot wait to watch the Indie Wrestling Expo to tomorrow on Fight TV. We wish you a very good looking day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
Brilliant. Cannot wait for that there, and can't wait to see as well the Indie Wrestling Expo shows that are going to come later in the year as well. That big August one that Stephen mentioned there. I hope that will be stacked. And of course for Dallas when we are there. Indeed. I mean, I can already taste that barbecue. I don't know about you.
I was going to say, if you were on the fence about signing on for a trip, the fact that we've already got feet on the ground ready to show us the, because I'm sure there's everybody advertises barbecue, but he's going to know the spots. He's there. So,
yeah, but no, absolutely indeed. But that is it for Wrestling Travel Podcast episode 27, which you'll be able to find, of course, all on our platforms such as Spotify, Apple, Google, as well as many, many more. But we will be back Thursday 4 p.m. GMT, 11 a.m. EST. What is it your time, Justin?
Central, CST.
And what time is that, 10?
Yeah, JCST. So, yeah, 10 a.m.
JCST. Yeah, we'll be back again. Facebook Live next week. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you there.
Yep. Thank you, everybody.